But joining me today, 10 degrees, but joining me today is Matt Sibley, Legislative Specialist with the South Dakota Farmers Union. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How's everything in Pierre? Is it warmer out there than it is here?
I can't say it is by much. It's still pretty chilly out here.
Well, what's been going on? I know we hear, we're hearing a lot of news. We're hearing a lot of news out there. Anything going on?
Yeah, you know, today is it's a little bit different day than yesterday was. I'm sure everyone is aware of what happened yesterday. But today we got to discuss Senate Bill 66, which was kind of a carryover bill from last year, the buffer strip bill, which we talked about it at length last year. But we got to have that discussion today, and I can happily report that it went well.
Okay. So it looks like it's going to walk through the committee and everything?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of discussion today. You know, it did end up passing unanimously out of committee by a vote of 9-0, but it was amended. And then that amendment was a little bit more contentious. It was a 6-3 vote, but yeah, it passed out of committee today unanimously. We're hoping to see a quick action on the floor and, again, quick action on the House side. But ultimately, we think we have very positive feelings about it.
That's one of the bills that probably isn't going to cause too much headache, so get it out of the way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bill that we can all agree on, you know, improving water quality. I got a couple oohs and ahs and even some chuckles out of the crowd today. I guess you'd say I kind of cheated, and in my testimony today, I talked about my daughter who was born in December. You know, and I reminded the committee that sometimes, you know, we pass legislation here and most often we see the effects of that immediately, tax increases, tax decreases, things like that. But this particular bill, improving water quality, is something that's done for people like my daughter who is just entering this world. And so I think that was got accused by the committee chair of using an unfair advantage. So that was kind of a funny moment and a lighter moment in the testimony.
But that is true, though. You know, a lot of these things that we pass now on the like the water and then some of the environmental things is for a long term type deal.
Exactly. I mean, that's really who we're doing this for. We're not doing it for ourselves. And so I think that's one of the more pleasant things to talk about during legislative session. Those are things that we can generally agree on, and so it's always fun to have those discussions.
So now, is everything, all the bills have to be presented now and sponsored?
Yeah, you're looking at the final date for all the bills to be in, I think, is either today or tomorrow. I think it's 5 o'clock, and that's when they have to be turned back in with all their sponsors. And so we'll have a complete understanding of what bills are going to be discussed for the rest of the session at the end of this week, and that'll be good. I mean, that's always a good time to get caught up with all the bills that have dropped and all the bills that we're going to have to discuss. So I'll have my work cut out for me over the weekend.
So they were talking there might be more bills than normal. Is that going to show up, or is it started kind of slow?
Exactly, you know, and that was what, you know, in our conversations early on, Chuck, I had that same expectation. We had a lot of new legislators coming in, so we expected a lot of new and different ideas to come in through the form of bills, and we've really been on that same track. You know, whether that's the case now, you know, it could have been that these new legislators are getting used to the process, and so they've been working with their bills in that regard, and we'll just see a huge influx today and tomorrow. That's definitely a possibility, but it also could be that they're just not going to bring those bills this year, and they wanted to get a year under their belt. So it's just kind of an odd year in general, and so we'll see where things go. But for the most part, as it sits right now, we're kind of at our average for bills, if not a little under.
I know the diagnostic lab at Brookings. Has anything been done on that, or any bill been brought forward?
There's actually, from what it looks like, there's going to be three different pieces of legislation from my perspective that I've seen that will address that using a number of different funding mechanisms in order to do so. To get into all of them during our short time here would be difficult. I think we'd be better served as to addressing each one of them as they come up. But I can tell you that there's a lot of different cooks in the kitchen right now trying to figure out how we should fund this lab.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot of the different methods and ways, and hopefully that we can all come to an agreement that's going to benefit both agriculture and the state as well.
Exactly.
Well, I know the bill's kind of been been held back right now because of the big one that just was done yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I think that's, there hasn't been a lot of controversial bills. You could argue that a lot of bills have been pulled off the table and withdrawn because of that discussion. You know, there's only so much political capital to spend here out in Pierre. But, I just don't know where we're headed just yet on that front. You know, we didn't take any direct position on 1069 or 22. We didn't have anything in our policy. Our members didn't really take a position on that particular issue, but we're definitely keeping an eye on it because obviously, you know, government ethics and things like that and the process that we have here, those are, important parts of Farmers Union and something that our members are very concerned about.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be parts of that put back in, though, doesn't it?
Well, that's the promise. I mean, right, that's what they're saying is we have a number of bills that are in the hopper, as they say, that will address those concerns. Whether or not those receive passage through their respective committees and through the floor is yet to be seen. And I think that's really the hesitation with 1069, that repeal bill, is we want to see those other things done first. We'd rather have those systems in place before you completely take it away. We think that it's a matter of putting the cart before the horse, what's going on right now. And so again, all that is yet to be seen. We definitely hope and we will support bills that put, those types of respective systems in place. But until that happens, we don't know. It's all kind of hanging in the balance.
Well, stay tuned. There's still a few weeks left, right?
Exactly. Yeah, a lot. And most happens in these last few weeks. Not a lot happens in the beginning weeks. It's definitely end of the session kind of
a whole lot in the last few days and week, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I heard Amazon is going to start collecting sales tax. That's got to be a big plus for everybody out in Pierre, for the state.
Yeah, I think obviously Amazon is a huge retailer, and I think you look at like the sales that they did over just the Christmas, that Christmas period, and I think it was 50% of all online sales were done through Amazon, and so that's a large number when you look at it in terms of dollars and cents, and so that'll definitely help out, taking a little bit of that burden off of the taxpayers here in South Dakota in terms of, not necessarily the taxpayers, I guess, those are paying the sales tax, but it will definitely help generate revenue in a different way from a different source, and so we look forward to that. I think it's going to help out the budget a little bit and make some of our other spending opportunities a little bit more likely to happen.
Are there any other organizations you heard or companies that they're going to try to get sales tax from? Are they working on that?
Well, Amazon did it solely voluntarily. They did it on their own. I haven't really had those conversations with the Department of Revenue or with the governor's office, on that front. I would imagine that they'll take it anywhere they can get it. We've been looking at it in terms of been some cases that have been going through the court systems to address whether or not we can collect online sales. And so for the most part, people think that that is an issue that has to be handled at the federal level unless these companies are willing to do it voluntarily like Amazon did.
And anything else going on, Matt, you want to say? I know they can follow what's going on your site.
Yep, they can definitely follow us, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have Farmers Union Legislative Day next week, next Monday, the day following the Super Bowl. So come on out, especially, we have our Farmers Union members coming out here representing Farmers Union, talking to the legislators. Just a really great great time for them to get out and share their thoughts and concerns. I can only be in so many places at once, so to have our members out here and show, how passionate and how strong we really are as an organization is vital to the work that I do out here. And so we're excited. We think we're going to have a good crowd out here, and I think it's just going to be a really fun time.
Well, that's a time they can talk to their own legislators that they are well aware of and kind of start with the grassroots and kind of give them their what they're thinking, their ideas.
Exactly.
So that's Monday. Any special time?
Monday we're going to start. We're going to kick it off at 9:30. That's when everyone's going to be showing up to the Capitol here, and then we'll disperse and head out to a committee meeting. Get a feel for what it's like to see those committees in action, and then also after that, of course, we're going to have our lunch in the Capitol Rotunda. We did that last year. We're going to do it again this year. Again, a great opportunity for them to mingle. Obviously, everybody needs to eat, and so it provides them a great opportunity to get a free lunch, you know, have a conversation with your senator or your representative, and then we'll just close it out, hit the session at 2 o'clock, and if a caucus, the Democratic caucus, is the open caucus, but they'll be able to do that if they so choose, and then again, close it out with session at 2, and they'll probably be on their merry way after that.
And I know many of the senators and representatives do like to hear from their local people and are happy to meet with you when you do come out there if they have the time.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. I think, you know, I think that's an opportunity for them to share their message as well. You know, sometimes it's difficult to reach every different person as one legislator. So when your people come to you, it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Well, Matt, I know you're going to be busy for the next few weeks as you start reading all these bills and becoming acquainted. We'll be looking forward to hearing what you got coming up.
I look forward to telling you.
All right. Matt, again, how can they find out what you're follow you along?
Yeah, they can follow along, www.sdfu.org. They can follow along with us there. But also we have Facebook and Twitter, at SD Farmers Union on Twitter, and then, of course, South Dakota Farmers Union on Facebook. So you can follow along with us there, and I tweet out any important committee action that takes place you can find there, and otherwise you can follow us online.
All right, Matt. Thanks for joining us today, and have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. You too.
You bet.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
Yep.
All right. Matt, thanks. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye. And that's